Hello, Nerdy Legion. Audio is still in transition. I feel like it turned out okay last time, so let me know if you think otherwise. Either way, thank you for joining me right here on Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you the Comic Talk headlines for the day. Today's episode is going to include another section from the larger episode that I post on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. That section is comic books. I'm not stepping on anybody's toes with this one. The only reason I'm including this is because I feel like there's a larger conversation to be had for all of the Batman fans, and so I wanted to extend it to the comic book outlet in which I am a part. So definitely stick around to the end, because honestly, even though they're small, the movies and rumors section have me super excited today as well. So that being said, let's get into housekeeping. Comic books and books. We again only have one piece, but this one piece will probably keep me talking for a few minutes. So, the piece we're talking about is the introduction of another new Batman villain, this time in Batman Urban Legends number 4. So, the name of this villain is Cheer. As in, like, yay, I'm happy, I'm going to be cheerful. That is the name. And he's got a very familiar, though slightly different, look. He's got a painted smile on his mask and on his cloak in the image, the images that they have released from the comic. And you can, the comic is on shelves right now, so you can go read it. I have yet to read it myself. I've only seen the reports on the new villain and kind of a couple of different breakdowns of who this villain is. So it's just on the surface so far, this new villain seems like he's some sort of weird amalgamation of the Joker and the Scarecrow in that he deals with. He is a drug dealer is kind of how he's being built, billed. But also his drugs, like there's chemicals where they can target specific people, but they go out into the mass populace. Just everything that has happened as far as new Batman villains for quite some time has seemed super derivative. The last new villain we got was Punchline, who is a kind of a weird amalgamation of Harley Quinn and Joker, which is like kind of redundant to say. But so now we have Cheer, and it's more of the same. Yes, I understand that Joker is the be-all, end-all of Batman villains. He is the pinnacle of the rogues gallery as far as Batman is concerned, because he is effectively the other side of that same coin. Batman is an agent of order. Joker is an agent of chaos. Batman is dark and muted tones. Joker is colorful and all kinds of crazy bright. You know, all of these things we understand. This new villain, while his look is a little more Halloween-esque in its colors and such, it's still Joker. It's still Joker with shades of Scarecrow. So already villains we have established. I mean, Ghostmaker was a contender for a second, but he's technically a good guy. So it's a weird, and he's derivative of Batman. So I don't know. I'm going to pass this off to my brethren who read the books much more frequently and much more fervently than I. So any of you out there, or any of you, I'm going to be putting this section on the Comic Talk feed so that I can get the guys over on the other podcast to join in on this conversation. Let's get on the Twitters and talk about, is this something that is needed? Should we be expanding the Rogues Gallery while not actually expanding the Rogues Gallery just for, you know, quantity over quality? Or would I personally rather, if we're going to introduce a new villain, have that new villain be a unique take on villainy in the world of Batman, not just kind of a rehash and amalgamation of a couple of other villains? Just seems like a waste of my reading time. So yeah, let's have the rest of you guys chime in. Let's get on the Twitters. Let's push the social media conversation. All of that being said, that is all we have for comic books. Okay, so TV streaming, movies, and rumors all honestly are going to be very short. So it's part of the reason why I'm including some extra pieces for the other outlets. Either way, this is what we have for TV streaming. It's mostly follow-ups. We do have one, it's all follow-ups, sorry. So our first follow-up is the Alien series that's coming to Netflix that we've been talking about. It was just made known by Noah Hawley, series creator, showrunner, whatever you want to call it, that this series is going to not only take place on Earth, which therein lies one issue, but is also going to be an examination of social inequality or income inequality and like check boxes for issues that really science fiction is a wonderful vehicle. I'm gonna go off on a little tangent. Science fiction is a wonderful vehicle because you can analyze things from a different perspective and have it be reflective on current times, today's whatever, in multiple ways. Alien, though, the franchise, the property of Alien, the xenomorphs and whatnot, has never been one that is a great way to examine these kind of things. And also, any time that we see too much time spent on Earth in this universe has always been a dramatic miss in the franchise. I don't know of any of the movies or anything that have to do with the Alien franchise that deal with Earth, specifically the AVP movies. Technically, the most recent Predator movie is in that, and then the second, with the exception of the Predator solo movies, even though the most recent Predator movie was kind of garbage too. But anything that has a xenomorph on Earth has never played well at all. So that is probably my biggest issue, because I 100% think that if anyone can do something awesome with something politics-wise that I don't necessarily agree with, it's gonna be Noah Hawley. But Alien is not a vehicle through which those kind of inequalities, those kind of issues is well examined. It just seems more like a cerebral property to me. It's more of a, if I had written a script for the episode, I'd be able to say this better because I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. I can't get behind forcing an idea into a property that does not harbor that idea well, I guess is a accurate way to put it. Is it possible that this can be examined in a way that makes you kind of take a second look at the things that it's looking to bring to light? Absolutely. It's going to be a very difficult task, though, and I will just leave it at that. And we're going to move on to our next follow-up. Next, we're talking about Smallville. Just a real quick correction from the last episode. I said David Rosenbaum. The hell was I thinking? Michael Rosenbaum is the guy who played Lex Luthor, is also one of the, seems, because we don't know the official structure of it yet, but seems he's going to be producer, showrunner, and voice for the animated series that is coming to the CW. So I'm a dummy, and we're moving on. Our next piece is a real quick follow-up on The Last of Us series over on HBO. They have moved into the principal photography phase, so we will be seeing through the interwebs and such, we will be seeing set photos and stuff that we're not necessarily going to cover on the show unless something major develops, but yeah, just so you know, we are in that stage for The Last of Us series. So let's move into the next section for this, and then we're going to be done, and that is the trailers section for TV streaming. We do have two notable trailers. First up is Yellowstone, the Paramount Plus series, or the Paramount series, I guess, will be coming to Paramount Plus. Paramount is doing a 4th of July binge watch. If you want to catch up on the first three seasons of Yellowstone, you can do that. You can follow the link in the show notes in order to see this trailer. And yeah, pretty freaking awesome. I'm a huge fan of the Yellowstone series. I think Kevin Costner is doing wonderful things over there, but that is what we have for that. Moving to our next trailer in the end of this section, and that is Walking Dead Season 11, the final season for the mainline series, is coming, and we just got our first trailer. Go check it out. I have a little bit of catching up to do because I haven't finished Season 10 yet, but I will get that done before the launch of Walking Dead in August. August 22nd, to be specific. That being said, that is everything we have for TV streaming. Movie section is ever so brief for today, and that is because we only have one thing, and that one thing is a trailer, and that trailer I have yet to watch, because I am definitely going to be doing a reaction video for this. Generally Nerdy YouTube channel is where I do all of the reaction videos. Like I said in the intro, I will be dropping a bunch of them over the course of the next 2 weeks. Hopefully I can get approximately 5-6 reaction videos done this weekend, and yeah, we can get that going. Anyway, Mortal Kombat, the Battle of the Realms, the new animated series that's coming out in August, just dropped its first trailer, and I am really itching to watch it, but I have not watched it. I have definitely seen some screen grabs from it, because you kind of can't avoid pictures on the internet when you're going through the social feeds, but you can avoid videos, believe it or not, and I have yet to watch it. So, that being said, I'm sure it's amazing. I have heard that there is a lot in this trailer that maybe spoils some things. I mean, not that this is really going to be treading any sort of new ground for Mortal Kombat fans, because this is just retelling basically the second and third tournaments, I would imagine. Somewhere, judging by the screenshots I've seen and the characters involved and the little bit of synopsis I've heard from the storyline, that we're going to be getting the second tournament, the third tournament, and then a little bit beyond that, and then some really deep cuts on the mythology like we talked about when we talked about the casting announcements. So, yeah, we're going to just move on, because I'll just keep talking Mortal Kombat all day. And Rumor Mill. Rumor Mill, I honestly didn't dig as hard as I should have, because it was so hard to find things that were worth talking about in the other sections. I apologize, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot going on anyway from the bit of digging I did do to find some rumors. So we only have one rumor for this section, and that is a gaming rumor, and it's kind of huge. Kind of a gigantic rumor, should it pan out. And that rumor is that Hideo Kojima and Kojima Studios, his production team, are signing a deal with Xbox, with Microsoft Studios specifically. Not like an exclusivity deal necessarily. Definitely not something where Microsoft is going to buy Kojima Studios, because, oh man, I can only wish. But they are, at least according to the rumor, signing a deal that says the next project that Kojima Studios puts out is going to be in correlation with Microsoft Game Studios. And that, my friends, is pretty amazing. It does come from a very, very reputable source. Actually, two very reputable sources talking about this. So, partially because I'm super excited about it, and partially because of how reputable the sources are, we're putting this one 80%. 80% likelihood. I am putting almost all of my chickens into this one basket, saying that the next Kojima Productions game is going to be in correlation with, is going to be in correspondence, some sort of meshing with Microsoft Game Studios, and I cannot be more excited, unless it was like Kojima joining up with Ed Boon to do, oh man, how crazy would that be? Kojima, Ed Boon doing a story-based Mortal Kombat action-adventure game? Oh, that would blow my mind. Anyway, that is all we have for rumors today, nerds. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture beyond just my Batman rant, then you can check out all of the other podcasts available on nerdylegion.com. If you want to join me for other generally nerdy endeavors, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.